We've heard a lot about the Iraq Study Group and what it may recommend to end the violence in Iraq.
We've heard less about the Pentagon's own review of Iraq options initiated by the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Peter Pace. This Pentagon study is described today in some detail by Tom Ricks, military correspondent for The Washington Post. Tom, welcome back to Day to Day, and describe briefly each of the three options you say the military is considering. Let's begin with the one you call Go Big.
Well, Go Big in its original form looked at how many troops you'd actually need to successfully put down the counterinsurgency and take care of the civil war in Iraq. And the Pentagon estimate was several hundred thousand additional troops, as many as 700,000 to maybe 1 million, and those simply aren't available.
No. Okay, so a Go Big is build up something, but not nearly 700,000 or a million troops.
Well, what they did is they rejected the original Go Big and said that's simply not plausible. But they did say you could do a variation of the second option, Go Long, and combine it with a little bit of Go Big. Go Long says eventually cut back your combat presence and devote much more time and energy and troops to the training and advisory effort in Iraq, but also recognize that in that process you're probably committing yourself to 5 to 10 years.
And finally, option number three, Go Home.
Option number three was Go Home, and they did consider it, sort of, to be intellectually honest. They went through and said, what would this entail? What would it implicate? What would the result be? And their conclusion was it would lead very quickly to a large and bloody civil war that easily could spill over the borders of Iraq and become a regional war. So they basically knocked that option off the table.
Didn't General Abizaid, who's directing the U.S. military efforts for the Middle East, didn't he tell the Senate Armed Services Committee just last week, we don't need any more troops over in Iraq now? Wouldn't that contradict this finding that we should go big, at least for a little while, which you write today means adding maybe 20 or 30,000 more troops?
The question is always need for what? When generals tell you they have enough troops, reporters have learned to ask, for what mission? And Abizaid is saying he has enough troops for the mission he has right now, but that mission isn't necessarily victory. What the Pentagon analysis is trying to do is figure out how many troops do you actually need to do these things if you actually wanted to prevail in Iraq, and they said that simply can't be done. So the second question was, if you go long, if you have a long-term training mission, what would that look like? How would you do that? So essentially, the Pentagon is saying, if you change the mission, then this is what the troop requirement would be for that new mission.
So the Iraq Study Group is working on a plan. The Pentagon is now working on a kind of revising and rethinking what it should do. The White House has ordered a kind of a joint review of everything with the intelligence agencies. Are all three of these documents and reviews going to emerge at the same time, and when would that be?
Well, I think you just saw the Pentagon review emerge in today's Washington Post. It struck me as, you know, you're never quite sure why people are telling you things.
Yeah.
I was wondering as I was writing this story last night, is this a preemptive strike against the Baker-Hamilton Commission? Is this a way of the Pentagon getting out in front of everybody else and saying, hey, we've studied this, here's the answers, fellas. Now, you know, get out of our business.
You had a busy weekend, Tom.
Yeah, nature of being a reporter.
Thomas Ricks of The Washington Post, military correspondent, author of Fiasco, The American Military Adventure in Iraq. Tom, thank you again.
Thank you.